economic ups and downs.
The jobs picture is not going to improve considerably, and it could even get a little bit worse over the next couple of months.
We've had, you know, downtime and good times with the economy.
Dow Jones Industrial Average, up. Gold, up. The dollar, down. Oil, up. Right now, the U.S. unemployment rate is 10.2%. That is the highest it's been in decades. A recent CNN poll found that the economy, not healthcare, is the biggest issue on the minds of Americans. Schools prepare to fight the H1N1 virus. The government is working on an H1N1 vaccine that should be ready by mid-October.
I think it was definitely worse than the regular flu. It just really knocked me down.
Some deliveries of the shot are going to be delayed.
President Obama declared a national H1N1 emergency.
Health officials say a delay in vaccine production comes down to a 50-year-old technology that relies on eggs.
The impact of the H1N1 virus may be more widespread than originally thought. The war in Afghanistan. The votes from last month's presidential election in Afghanistan are going to be recounted.
100,000 American and allied troops are already fighting in Afghanistan.
We need the help down here. Even though we're handling our own.
Logistically, Afghanistan is not ready for all the troops.
Hamid Karzai is scheduled to be sworn in today for his second term as the president of Afghanistan. President Obama plans to send 30,000 additional U.S. forces to Afghanistan.
I am convinced that our security is at stake.
50% of you agreeing with the president's decision, 50% saying he should not be sending more troops.